And it's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Good. It's great to be home.
Mm-hmm.
No place like home. So happy to be here. I want to talk about influence. How do we move others? And most of the stuff I'm going to talk about comes from a book by Daniel Pink called To Sell as Human, The Surprising Truth About Moving Others. And what's interesting, well, think about this. In the course of a day, who do you need to influence? Or course of a week, who do you need to move, to act in some way? Can you think of some things?
Well, back in the day, it was my children.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's more like customers or, I don't know.
Colleagues
yeah.
at work. Yeah.
Dogs.
Dogs. That would be perhaps another book. But yeah. So it could be getting resources from your boss. It could be getting someone, if you're a teacher, get the students to listen. Like, why is it worth their time to listen, to attend to you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really broad range of things. Being on a in a meeting where you're trying to get a point across.
Right.
There's lots of things that we do in the course of the day that actually is like selling. And this kind of makes people, their skin crawl.
Cringe a little bit.
Because when you ask people about what does selling mean, they come up with words like pushy, sneezy, used car salesperson. And yet, the current research says that about 40% of our time on the job is working with others, right? Moving others. Get them to exchange what they have for what we have, kind of thing. And the good news is that those images of leadership, pushy, sleazy, verbose, they actually are old and they don't actually work. So that's really good news.
Mm-hmm.
The whole realm of what actually influences is not being that really loud talker, back-slapping kind of person. It's it's evolved. This is a quote from the book To Sell as Human. To sell well is not to deprive someone of their resources, but to leave them better off in the end.
Mm.
So it's more of a partnership approach, more like a win-win, and that's what really makes the difference. So in the book, Daniel Pink talks about the ABCs of selling. And again, I still have a little funny word to selling, so I think influence, moving people, creating more collaboration, all of those are what he's talking about. And the first of the ABCs is attunement, meaning your mouth is not as important as your ear. So if you have the capacity to really take their perspective, to think what it must be like in their shoes, to understand. So, you know, for example, one example he said, so imagine you're trying to explain to somebody from the 1700s a drive-up window and a Big Mac. And think of all the things that you know that they don't know. I mean, so if you could like put yourself in their shoes that way, so what is it you know they don't know? What do they care about that you can attend to? The other thing about that, this is not in the book, but from some other research I've done, is it really helps to know what's your real intention. What are you really trying to happen with this person? And be honest with yourself. Am I trying to win? Am I trying to sell them? Am I trying to look good? Am I trying to defend myself? Those things show up in, you know, because most of our communications is nonverbal. So you got to get honest with yourself here. And we're really trying to create a partnership, back to that quote, we're both left ahead, you know, moved forward by this interaction. And so that's the A, attunement. It's like a really, and can I be empathetic for where they're coming from? Just a little story. Years ago, I did a interactive theater stuff, and I played the boss. I played a kind of a jerky boss, and people were trying to influence me. And I did this with maybe 100 people, and only 2 out of 100 ever asked me a question. Almost all of them came up to me with a sales pitch. You know, here's why you got to do what I want you to do. And I'll tell you that was when I really got, if someone really cares about me and what I care about, it softens me and opens me to them.
Right.
That's attunement.
Yep.
So that's the A. The B is buoyancy. Because when you're trying to make something happen, be prepared for a sea of rejection, rebuffs, disinterest. And that is not a sign that it can't happen. That's where buoyancy comes in, right? So that capacity to stay afloat. The research clearly shows that positive self-talk is better than negative self-talk. And this is where Daniel Pink said, and even what's more powerful, is to ask yourself a question. What would it take for me to move my project ahead today? What would it take for me to build a little more partnership with this person so we can move ahead together? Mm-hmm. If you ask yourself the question, it actually increases your thinking and your capacity to make it happen. So instead of saying, I am a great salesperson, to ask yourself that question increases your possibility of being buoyant with rejection. And staying more positive. So positive language is more influential, but not delusional positive, right? This is where back to the positivity ratio that we've talked about in the past, 3-1. So, you know, if you use positive language, that helps. But if you don't have any negative in there, people won't believe you. And it's not true because it's just nothing's perfect, right?
Right.
And then, of course, the more optimistic you are, the more you can hit the reset button and say, okay, wasn't a fit for them, or what can I learn from that, and what do I do next? So buoyancy. That's really important, because I know for me, I've had things I want to make happen. As soon as I hit one wall, see, there we go. Can't happen. That's just evidence. Or I'm not good enough to make it happen. Yeah. And you can change your self-talk. You can change your look. And to reconnect with, why did I care about this in the first place? Why do I want to make this happen? And hit the reset button that way. So that's the B. So attune to others. Listen really well. Use positive self-talk and positive language. And know that a sea of rejection is really part of the process. It's not like, there's not a sign that you can't do it.
Right. It's more like aligning yourself with the ones who are receptive.
Exactly.
So you got to kind of part the weeds, part right. the brush, and find the one that's waiting for you.
Exactly. Where you can do that exchange, that yes. it really does serve them.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I heard from Wendy Palmer, who has a new book coming out called Leadership Embodiment. And she was saying, other things she does, she tries to talk about the larger purpose of why she's doing it. You know, like, and think of all the people that are behind her that want to also make that same thing happen. And so I know for me, years ago, I was trying to get a women's leadership program going. And it was really important that I had to keep that bigger why. It wasn't about me, mini, little teeny me. It was about a bigger question. And that also helps the buoyancy, I think. Mm-hmm. And the last one is clarity. The clarity of your message, the clarity of what it is you're trying to make happen. And interesting, one of the little pieces around clarity in the book, To Sell as Human, that I thought was interesting was context, right? To help people understand what you are talking about in contrast to. So there's a little story. This happened years ago in New York City. These advertising people just had lunch, probably a couple of martinis. And then they were walking back and they passed a man who had a sign, I am blind. And they looked in his little cup and there was hardly anything in there. And the advertising guy said, I think I can help you. Would you mind if I just added to your sign? And the blind man, no, shake, great. I could use the help. Thank you. And so he wrote on the sign, it is spring and I am blind. And that contrast,
wow.
Isn't that amazing? You can see the difference in how yes. compelling that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can take in something that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes that all of a sudden people started stopping and putting money into this man's bucket. So that context in comparison, so clarity about what is it that I'm trying to make happen and how does it compare? The other thing he talks about in clarity is that it's really helpful to be a problem finder versus a problem solver, meaning you know enough about what they care about and to help them and jointly to help figure out what you have and how it might serve what they want
to make
happen.
Better.
Make it better.
Yeah.
Right. So this is helping me because I'm, you know, I think about how much I actually do have to influence, whether it's getting my husband to take out the garbage or people to attend in class or to buy my services. And it helps because it connects more to that which I believe, which is it's relational.
Mm-hmm.
To be really powerful and influence, make it personal and make it purposeful and to show up as someone that is a partner
mm-hmm.
to make something good happen in their lives.
Yeah.
That's it. To Sell as Human, The Surprising Truth About Moving Others by Daniel Pink.
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right.